Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
By the way,
it ain't 6 feet long.
Yeah, 2 yardsticks.
From Peace Goods, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's funny you say that because yesterday I'm sitting here on, sitting at home. Wasn't sitting here. I always stand here. And I was thinking, man, like, this is Super Bowl week. I want to do a bet on the show for fun. But then we still have the pigskin punishment that Nine owes us. And then. So I was just thinking, yes, I just tweeted. I said, does anybody have a taser with a 6-foot handle on it? Because we can't get close enough to each other because it's COVID thing. Can't get close to each other. And I'm just going to ask, this now on the air. Would you be interested in doing bark collar karaoke? Nine. I don't know how that mess. I don't want it to kill you.
That was nice of you.
I don't want to get a stroke. I don't want. You know.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't kill me.
It'll make you stronger. It says here on the box.
Make you.
If it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. It's like steroids.
Is this well?
I'm not necessarily opposed.
Well, just something to think about.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
Paul Hunt said we should get a cattail prod.
That'd be an extra long one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now, that'd be more likely to hurt me than one for a dog.
Oh, yeah.
A cattle prod might do some damage to a human being. It's meant for a 1,300-pound animal.
Yeah. Well, we'll turn it up half.
I'm only 2/3 of that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The other thing is, Fat Boy, you're inspiring. We didn't do the mail sack this week just because, we had other things to talk about. But several people were congratulating you on your 19-year journey of your is it associates?
Yeah, it is.
Associate of Arts.
Yep.
Associate of Arts.
It was like the basic one.
That's arts. Associate of Arts.
Mm.
Yeah.
And get the sciences.
Not a Jackson Pollock kind of thing.
No.
I don't spill paint.
Just swing and paint.
Okay. A bunch of people are saying, hey, it sucks that it happened during COVID. You said before you don't care about any kind of.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
You would have to pay for the graduation party.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that. If I got the next one, I would do it for that. That's pretty. To
a
me,
4-year degree?
Yeah, to me, that's a bigger milestone.
That would take you 19 more years here by the
30 years.
The trend.
I got that long.
This is a good email, though. I wanted to read it to you, see what you thought. Catching up on the show podcast, I heard that Fatboy finally finished Tech. See, now you didn't. That sounded kind of backhanded there. Finally finished Tech. It only took 19 years. Anyway, that's pretty cool, man. Maybe he can help me out on this. What advice would you give my son who isn't motivated to do much? I admit, I may have sheltered him too much. But he's 24 and he has a GED. He isn't motivated to do much, still lives with me at home. In fact, we both love the show. I just can't figure out how to get him to get through to him and how to guide him at this point. I'm open to suggestions. And no, he's not physically or mentally disabled. He can do anything. He's smart. I also almost feel like I didn't raise him right, and this is all my fault. I'm not even going to read his last name because that's he put it on there, but I ain't going to read it. I don't know how to say it.
No.
No, I do. But
I think it's Smith.
That's a big, big time. It's kind of goes in line with what we were saying on the new podcast that comes out today, that people don't communicate well anymore, even though we're at the age of the greatest time of communication so far.
Yeah.
This go around.
But actually communicating, people don't do. People don't listen. They just talk.
But what is the motivation? 24.
I don't know. Like, you know, anything past high school is just like on you at that point.
But I mean, it seems like you came to the good well for this advice. Because we've talked for years about, you know, Fatboy isn't motivated to do much.
I mean, every job I got before here, it was pretty much, do you have a basic understanding and can you learn? You just got to be trained everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before I did hot tubs, I didn't know a whole lot about plumbing. You know, I learned that stuff. Learned like electrical circuits and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know a little about plumbing and a lot about plums.
Like, if you're not dumb, like brain dead, boom, you could probably go somewhere and learn without like many credentials.
You're 50 gallon Jackson.
I don't know what that guy's gonna do with his kid. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, there is something you can do. Well, see, that's always the thing. You know what? Like. There's got to be a timetable to it, maybe. But then again, it doesn't sound like there's he didn't mention a mom being in the picture. So, I mean, could I have been roommates with my mother? No. It wouldn't be right to her send me to my room if I'm paying for half of things.
Yes, true.
But I could have been roommates with my daddy all day. I mean, that would have been fine.
That would have been awkward at all.
No. No. Ever. Not. Never not. Never not not.
Maybe not for you. Maybe for him, it'd be like, some. I don't want to be put in like certain positions.
Right. He may want some privacy with the things he does.
Well, wait, the bathroom's got a door on it.
It does.
I mean, what else?
That's the one door they didn't take off.
But, you know, it's that's kind of the way life's always been. You got chunk of people want to go out and make things happen, then you got people that don't, that they're just fine. But Fatboy's got, you are motivated. I mean, but I don't know to what degree. You stayed with it and you finished it out, like, for real. I mean, it's funny. Yes, it's funny that it took you 19 years to get a 2-year degree.
But you did it.
But you did it.
And even when you had a bunch of jobs, which means you were always working, even if it didn't work out or didn't last, you were always still going. So you're more motivated than your voice sounds, is what I'm saying.
I mean, I always liked going to school. Always had a fun time. I always enjoyed it.
You're there 40 years total.
Yeah.
I mean,
ain't even that old yet.
That might be a record.
I should have never quit. Honestly, I get embarrassed that I have a GED. I feel like it's not good enough. I mean, people, that's how they look at it.
Doesn't it stand for good enough diploma?
Yeah, but I mean, people look at it as not as good. I mean, it's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not saying it's not an accomplishment if you got it, but it's just.
Let me ask you unethical question here. If you didn't work here, let's say you went and applied for a job, and you put on the level of education. This is prior to you getting your degree. And you just put on their high school diploma. Nobody's looking it up anyway. Nobody's looking it up anyway.
At this point, it's high school diploma / GED. You don't have to usually specify one or the other.
I would check that and circle the high school diploma.
Or high school diploma or equivalent.
They're not going to ask. Right?
Even if you don't have it, I don't know if they ask. They just assume that, like, you at least have that.
Yeah.
I know.
Why bother?
I know somebody. Somebody in my family when I was growing up had something on background checks that would limit this person's ability to get a job in their chosen profession that they were educated in. You know how many jobs they got because people didn't do the background check or didn't check the references or anything?
Humpteen.
Always had a job. Change jobs a good bit, but this person always had a job because even back then, the hiring managers and HR people weren't doing the background check and they weren't checking the references, or this person wouldn't have been working all the time.
Like, if you
wouldn't have been allowed to.
Went and applied and you said, yeah, I went to North Carolina State. Yeah. Let's just pick that one. Is the HR person or the person that's hiring, do they log into something or do they call? Do they hang loose to the school? I'm doing the hand gesture.
Do they want your transcripts? I mean, do they need to see the giant diploma in a frame?
And then what if you just hire them and then 2 years later down the road you find out they lied about I know it's reason to fire them, but
it is.
Would you?
It's happened. I mean, certain jobs call, right? There's a football coach that lost his job because he lied about it. I forget who it was.
Yeah, so certain things you can. It's a matter of is anybody ever going to find out you didn't tell the truth. Because, I mean, North Carolina State is one thing, but really I think about that. To me, that's a very prestigious university just because I never would have had a snowball's chance in hell of going to a school of that stature. So if I put down like Greenville Tech, I don't think anybody questioned that.
Yeah. More believable.
It's down to integrity.
But they would look at me and say, you didn't get a Millie Lewis.
Yeah. I personally know Mr. Shuler.
But Fat Boy's now a college graduate, and there's a lot of jobs out there that he may not. I mean, people have degrees for that they're not even going to use what they learned with their education.
Now, you couldn't get away with Catch Me If You Can stuff, doing surgery and flying airplanes, but you get away with a lot.
I'm just wondering, like, if you hire certain jobs, you're going to look for certain qualifications. But are you more like, give me somebody that's dependable? Because evidently that's hard to find, and then you could train them to do just whatever. Let's just kind of start from there.
But you have some people that this isn't just here in this area, but all around the country and probably the world, where employers will take advantage of the new college graduates. Like, my dad worked at the company he worked at that was not a college graduate, obviously. I don't know why I say obviously. Why would I say that? Well, I think I've said I was the first one to go to college.
Yeah, I mean, and plus I don't know very many people of that generation who are college graduates.
Oh, by his generation?
Yeah. Not mine, but his.
Yeah, and he finally, I mean, look, it was a textile plant, but he was like the lead guy, so he did all right, but nothing really that great. But anyway, they decided to furlough my daddy, which means fire him, and then bring in a kid that just graduated college, and they paid him a fourth of what they paid my dad.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And I was like, God, you went through all that hell and all that money to get a lower paying job than my dad had, who was not college educated, who went on to it was a have to be an entrepreneur thing, and then he died on his own company.
But don't they call that generation, the minimalist? Like, they don't really expect a lot of pay. I don't know. It's just that weird dynamic with. They're easily ran over.
What, like boomers?
No. I know your story's a little bit older, but like now, you can still say the same thing about the generation now.
Oh.
Coming up and graduating, like, we don't need that much.
See, I kind of disagree with that. I think that why would fast food places have to have hiring bonuses now?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Because there are a lot of people, I mean, instead of it being a job you start with when you're like a high school kid, now there's a lot of grown people trying to get those jobs because they just need to work somewhere or need a second job or a third job.
And what is an entry level job now that you're getting into when,
Even people I see at the grocery store are all like middle aged, all the employees. I mean, they used to have cashiers were younger people. When I was a kid, they were young.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all like, they were older than me when I was a kid. Now I go and they're still older than me somehow.
So what is the advice that we give this guy? Of how to motivate his kid. I mean, he's 24 years old. So he didn't say that he's not working, but he's just not motivated. Not everybody's motivated to go out and try to be a billionaire or own a business. Maybe they just like living with their dad.
Not everybody has a dream of like getting a $400,000 home or $500,000 home or something,
But you have
people
to
just want to exist.
You have to tell someone you're not going to be taken care of for the rest of your life, and you have to learn to support yourself. Whatever it is, you got to get out and do that.
What if they don't want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, you can say that to be blue in the face, but it's not going to motivate them unless the motivation starts from within. It doesn't start from without. You can't motivate someone else. They have to be motivated.
Yeah. Don't blow me in the face. COVID is going on right now. Secondly, we always assume, at least me, when someone kind of does that, where it's like, okay, it's like, is something bothering you? Are you depressed? Do I have to worry about you? You know, whatever. No.
Yeah.
I just keep to myself.
Pretty much.
And I like existing, as Jimmy put it.
There'll be a lot of people like that now.
Yeah.
Become that since this, for sure.
Yeah.
So when you get the degree, you're not moving on. You'll stay here, fat boy?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm here till we'll be here like another 40 years, the way I figure.
40 years?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I love that. All right. We'll take a break. We come back. If you got anything to throw in on that, feel free. 1-800-774-0093. More Rise Guys right after this. Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Woo! Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Rocks!
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:35. Let's go to line two. Been waiting very, very patiently. It's P1 D Bell. Good morning, D.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Well, sir, yourself?
Hanging in there.
Good.
So
you have a comment about diplomas and graduations and stuff.
I do. I got a friend lives in Charleston, come up with this bright idea that he was going to buy a degree from a fake university online. He done so. We laughed about it. No big deal. He added it to his LinkedIn. His job offers started escalating quickly. We checked it out. I searched for some of the other people, and I was looking at it while I was on hold. And there are people that are like English as a second language teachers from this university. analytics, data integration, operations managers, senior finance managers from this university. And I'm sitting here going, holy crap, I know these degrees are fake. Who is not checking these things?
Jesus.
So how $250 online could go a long way for a career.
Wow.
Oh, you mean that's how much you could pay to print out a fake diploma?
They actually mailed it to him with sealed transcripts and everything. I checked it out. It looks legit.
This is like how we're ordained ministers.
Oh.
I work in staffing and HR, so I look at, you know, these kind of things all the time. There's no way you could tell it was fake at all.
Oh, wow.
It's a PSA DNA. Now, let me ask, so the question I asked was, when people go in and interview for a job, they say they went to a college. You do look that up?
Sometimes, if it's reputable, I'll ask for transcripts or a copy of their high school diploma, anything like that. And if they can provide me with a copy of it, that's about the extent of it.
But you will
IDs.
Look at them.
I get tons of IDs that look questionable, yeah. But, you know, I'm not trained in certifying IDs. If you hand it to me, I'll assume it's legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Like, what if I told you I went to the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology or Black Hills State University?
I went to Grambling.
I mean, nobody's going to question that. But maybe that one.
Yeah, maybe. I went to Southern.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, nobody believed me when I said I had a doctorate from Howard.
I believe you.
So if I gave him a card that says, you know, female body inspector, he don't know how to know that's not an ID. You can just give him anything with a picture.
You have life experience, though, and that goes further than a piece of paper.
Oh, see, hey, that's the thing.
What size?
You gotta know how to sell it.
That's true. Wow, very interesting. D-Bell, thank you so much. Have a good morning.
Yeah, man.
Wow,
this is an interesting call, wasn't it?
I know. Now I want to go like into my doctor's office and like actually go look at the yes. certificates on the wall.
See if he has life experience.
See if I see watermarks or if it's got Beckett grading on it. Something.
You gotta have something, man. Not PSA. You need BGS.
That's what you need. Good Lord. See, you wasted 19 years, Fat Boy. You could have done all that for $250. You could have went to any college you wanted to.
Could have been a doctor.
You could have been a cowboy.
Could have learned to rope and ride.
Thank you. All right. We'll take us a little break here. We're staying on time pretty good. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Thrills and spills next in your Rise Guys headlines. Stay tuned for that next.
All right. Morning, everybody.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TheRadio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Paige. And topping our news this morning is Bruce Lee would have loved Cobra Kai, according to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So,
I keep forgetting he's still alive.
Oh, Kareem?
Kareem, yeah. I mean, that seemed like he passed away.
Yeah. Is he a medium now? How does he know that Bruce Lee would like Cobra Kai?
Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a friend and student with Bruce Lee. He even got in a fight with him in the 1974 movie Game of Death. And according to him, Bruce would have been right there with the rest of us loving Cobra Kai. He says, quote, Bruce
would have loved this reimagining because he saw martial arts not just as a way to defend against enemies, but as a way to defend against one's own self-destructive impulses. It's important to win, but it's more important to fight for something worthwhile.
See, I bet he would like Warrior because he wrote the treatment for it before he died.
Oh, really?
Who did? Jim Helwig?
Bruce Lee.
Oh, I see.
He wrote the treatment for Warrior, the series.
When you say treatment, what do you mean?
It was his concept for a show. Oh. Yeah. The story is his idea.
What about Best of the Best? You do that one too?
No.
I wonder if Bruce Lee would have been into tagging buildings with penises like they do on Cobra Kai.
If you use Kareem Abdul,
a lot of penis talk.
If you use Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's logic, Bruce Lee would also be a huge fan of the movie Sidekicks with Jonathan Brandis and Chuck Norris.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Any karate movie about kids.
I'm looking in the crystal ball, and it says here that Bruce Lee would have loved Beverly Hills Ninja.
Absolutely. Would have loved it. Adored it.
Maybe not Three that ninjas. Far. But Kareem says Bruce was a student of philosophy and would appreciate the values that this show tries to teach a young audience.
Three Ninjas taught values. Taught Tum Tum not to eat too much.
Ouija board says Bruce Lee would have loved Dragon Ball Z. Right. Would have been really into it.
And he also adds that Bruce, who also appreciated humor, was quite the jokester. So he would have loved that the show doesn't take itself too seriously.
I tell you, it's getting a little CW here. I'm in season two. It's getting CW-ish.
Yeah, the whole thing's got like a teen slant to
it. Yeah, it's going that way. I don't like it.
Seems to, even though it's weird because most of the people who watch it are probably in their 40s because Karate Kid.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Miyagi's dad, as you well know.
Yeah.
Mrs. is still alive. He's still alive.
By the way, I have it on good authority, according to Moses Malone, that Bruce Lee would have been a huge fan of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Really?
Really?
He's dead?
Moses, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, he has to be for nine to be. Nine's a medium. Actually, he's probably an XL.
All right, so let's talk about Valentine's Day. A lot of talk about that this morning for the lovers out there. And if you're thinking about getting a gift, let's talk about how much you will spend. According to the stats, you will spend $165 on Valentine's Day.
How much? 165?
165. That's.
I ain't going to eat that much as one person.
You got to buy your mama something.
Nah, she'd get mad if I did.
She would?
Nah, she'd accept it. But okay. I mean, she don't like flowers, and she definitely don't need candy.
Son, you don't buy me flowers. You don't make me meatloaf. Are you going to tell her where you're moving to?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine he doesn't?
Yeah, if I find out at some point this week, if I ever find out, I think I'm closing on Friday, but I don't know yet, and it's Wednesday.
Be prepared, I told you.
I got to go by the bank and get y'all a lot of money out first. Come on.
When you buy a house and get ready to sign the deal, it's like you're almost like an EMT on call.
You got to
be ready to go.
This deal's like I died and have become a ghost because ever since the paperwork got pushed through, I haven't heard a word from anybody.
He called you an ambulance driver.
But they're expecting several good thousands of dollars here, so I imagine I'll hear from them.
They're delivering the keg Sunday morning, so be ready. It's coming straight from Texarkana.
Yeah. So I was saying if I wind up usually eating lunch with my mom on Friday, if I wind up closing on the house this Friday, I'll just take her over there and let her see it.
Well, that's nice.
Yep.
Son?
She'll love that.
Take the blindfold off now. We're in the driveway.
So, you treat me like you do Matt Man. You won't come to the door. Why am I doing my mother's voice?
I don't know your mom.
I can't do a good version of Moose.
It's a similar voice, but faster pace, at regular pace.
It's a faster Mary.
Yeah, like a regular pace Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sweet.
You should give Mary a puzzle, but it's you. It's Cupid.
I tried to do that. I got an email over Christmas, and it's like, hey, you can do a custom puzzle, only $9.99, and then you click on it, and the puzzle is like this big, size of an index card. You get the big one for $99.
Puzzle you.
I'll just print out a big picture of myself and just cut it all up, bunch of pieces.
That.
I want 1,000 pieces.
Print it out on foam core.
You know who's going to get lucky is whoever gets that $3,000 ring from Cattell's of Spartanburg for
Absolutely.
Free.
Absolutely.
Because then you didn't have to spend it on $165. You got a $3,000 ring for free.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Text ring to 72341, why don't you?
Yeah.
So here's something interesting about the stats. It says that 52% of us will celebrate on Valentine's Day. What about the rest of us? We're not going to celebrate Valentine's? Only 52%. That seems kind of low.
A lot of people are single. What are they going to do?
You know, for the first time, we're a half and half staff. Two single, two one engaged, one married.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm practically married. Might as well be.
I mean, might as well. You don't need law to complicate it.
What do you do to celebrate Valentine's Day when you're single? Go out with your single friends?
Oh, I forgot. There was a word that when girls go out by themselves, if they don't have a date, and I'm trying to think.
Galentine's.
Yes. Galentine's.
Well, Galentine's. I haven't heard it in years, but I remember it.
We're going to look for some date, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think women a lot of times, not always, because, you know, individuality and stuff.
Dudes.
Women a lot of times seem like they try to do that, and they have the Galentine's thing. Dudes, though, you just don't do anything. You stay home and save money. That's what you do for Valentine's Day.
That's what you'll do.
Yeah. If you're, when I was younger, I would have been in my early 20s, I would have been kind of down and sad about it. But at 36, I'm like, no, this is fine. Actually, this is preferable. This is my preference at this point in my life. I don't have to eat, I don't have to be dipping stuff into melted cheese pots. I'm not sitting on the floor unless I want to.
You're not fond of fondue?
I'm not spending a lot of money for anything.
Well, you don't have the single girls that say, hey, I'm single. If y'all still want to give me something, they'll be all over Facebook.
Yeah, I had unfriended all of those.
Every one of them. Must have been their birthdays at once.
Yeah.
So 41% are planning a special dinner or a celebration at home instead. So, I mean, you got to get the pedals out and have the trail to the bathtub.
Get the stirrups. Let's go.
Whatever it takes.
I'm wearing spurs.
This isn't toward any of the single folks in the room now, but I wonder, is it... And I've been single on Valentine's Day. So I just can't remember. Is it incredibly depressing to masturbate being single on Valentine's Day? That would seem like the worst day to do it.
And there's no bad day to do that.
No?
Yeah. No. Every day you do that's a pretty good day.
Just don't do it at work.
Christmas morning?
Yeah, because imagine that you get the relief of the experience, and then you don't have to talk to anybody afterwards or hang out with them.
What if there's anybody who ever had a climax right when the ball dropped on New Year's Eve?
Like if I do
that's
that,
beautiful.
If that's kind of sexy in a weird way.
If I do that when I go to the bathroom, I don't have to get any kind of cloth for anybody else or anything. I just, whatever I want.
Yeah. It's your time.
You got to be fast if you're going to race the ball.
Do it your way.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. You got to be real fast.
you get hurt.
Especially when Dick Clark used to be on there and he'd mess up the timing and you'd think, oh, I got 8 more seconds. No, it's down to 3. No.
And it would be great if you had a climax and you impregnated somebody at that time right at midnight. That would be an accomplishment. Amazing.
By the way, Matt, I did think of the worst day to do that thing.
The worst day when? Your mom's birthday.
Mother's
Christmas
day.
When your whole family's visiting.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the worst time to do it. Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Is that a fruitcake in your pocket?
Like, imagine being Rusty Griswold in that house for what seemed like 2 weeks. They ain't a chance to be alone and take care of business.
That's worse than if you got the runs.
Yeah. So
the family's
Grandpa was up on the bunk bed looking up at the Victoria's Secret model. You know what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We're going to take us a break. We're bringing back something that has not been back on this show in a long, long time.
Booby Bank.
Booby Bank is not. No.
No, we can't have guests in the studio.
No, we got to compress them against the window.
The way that bit ended, man, was just, we never go back to that well again.
Can't do the Booby Bank and Fat Boy, you've been wanting to do the Hog Halliburton. We're not doing that one either.
It's got to be on the
world.
Hog Leg Halliburton, why it was fun to say.
Yeah,
it's fun to say.
We won't
it's
do
just
it.
Wrong.
But it does have an acronym, and we'll tell you that, and we'll bring it all back right after this. Jimmy, get ready.
I'm here.
Get your morning freak on with the Rise Guys. Weekday mornings on 93.